Pause. All right. Wait a minute. I think I'm still recording. Yeah, okay, we're back here. That was a little pause, and we listened to Nick Shoulders. That was a pretty good song, the Rooster Crows. Hey, here's another one that I'm not going to play, but just give you a little taste of, just to hurt you a little bit. I wouldn't feel right if I didn't. But this old song, Redone, by my favorite singer-songwriter, Stephen Tolbert, and he's pretty fast. I can't keep up with him. I tried. But it goes something like this. Well, I bought me a donkey about 4 foot tall to plow my cotton in the early fall. He's running around. It was an awful sin. I had to build a fence to keep my donkey in. That's some southern stuff, sure, ain't it? Well, I'm going to come back and with the part two of this broadcast. And Ed and Elaine, the story of Ed and Elaine Brown, continuing with the tax protesters, or tax revolt, lots of names given to. So Ed and Elaine Brown, they were arrested many years ago. Ed's still in prison. Elaine is out. Some other folks that got into this, Daniel Riley and Jason Gerhart, have since been released, as well as Elaine. Ed, the judge come along there, and he was supposed to be released too, but somehow this judge come along and added time to him where it was supposed to be taken away. We don't know what's going to happen with that yet, but looking for some resolve. One sec. I think I better take a little swallow of this water. All right. So Ed and Elaine were arrested in 2007, September 12th. Some other people that were arrested through this were Reno Gonzalez and Bob Wolf. And I mentioned Daniel and Jason, Ed and Elaine. There were simultaneous raids in several states, in four states, that is, Reno in Texas, Bob Wolf in Vermont, Daniel Riley in New York, and Jason Gerhart. He was in boot camp at the time, and so they went and got him there. Interesting note to add here coming up is this video, and thanks, Donna, for the unedited version that was played in court, where they claim that when they... Well, this is skipping ahead, but when they went to, they were trying to arrest Ed and Elaine, and they were having a hold up in their house there, and they used, they say, less than lethal rounds on Daniel Riley, but the video shows that it was a real gun. You know, the seize began. What? Let's look back, though. Tax honesty, the late 90s, and into the 2000s. 0506 arrested. They went to court. They were not to permitted to present evidence, nor character witnesses. Well, they made bail, and Elaine, she was given an ankle monitor. Ed went home, and so Elaine was not allowed. And she went to go home, back to their house. So she went to her mother's house. Well, she cited enough of that, and she cut her ankle monitor off, and she went and joined her husband. Well, they were sentenced. In the meantime, they were sentenced to 5 years absentia in this about a nine-month period where they retreated to their home. Why'd they do that? They expected a heavy hand from government. Like we've seen in Ruby Ridge and Waco and other places. Well, a lot of people came to join the stand. Some media came. Eventually, media was excluded from coming in during suspicions. There was social media that was being streamed out, showing that Ed and Lane were not dangerous as the... Well, Ed, in his words, says, well, what is dangerous? Is he dangerous? It does depend on the circumstances. Were the founding fathers dangerous? Well, they could have been, right? You know, that's what he said. But anyways, they were throwing some concerts, even during the power cuts from the feds. They come in and shut their internet down. They removed the social media accounts back in the days of MySpace. I'll even name some here, but so during all this time, there were, you know, helicopters buzzing around, of course, the infiltrators. I mean, there were a couple hundred folks probably showed up. We got video and photos of the, by the feds, the families, and so forth. They had counter out there and watching all the cars come in and out. But, you know, they had a list of everybody's tags there and photos of everybody and probably ID'd about everybody there. Look at how they're doing in the January 6th event. Well, it says taxation is theft. Grimner, what say you? Sure, is taxation theft? Yes. The answer is yes. Well, in June 7th, things get dangerous, and the feds shoot at unarmed Daniel Riley when he is walking the dog. Now, that's that video I was talking about. It was leaked. It was tampered with, the one they presented in court trying to justify them taking fire or opening fire on them. But, again, who shot first, it doesn't really matter. Once they come for you, you'll never be able to present a self-defense stand, because that's what Gordon Call was saying, you know, self-defense. That's what the Bundys said. Militia members said, you know, we're not even permitted to say that. Eric Parker, I'm sorry. No, he wasn't allowed to say that on the stand and other things. It's a rigged game. Once you get in the courtroom, it's a rigged game. So there's no justice there. Time stamps were obscured, and of the weapon used, they said they used non-lethal, but that was doctored footage, and the MySpace accounts were taken down. Reno that's a deep, deep, longer story. The true account, that was removed. Yeah, skipping the page. Shout out to Free and Slave. He wanted me to include the 14th and the 13th Amendment, the original 13th Amendment. Thomas Lochinvar Stewart, he's pretty up on that. And I seen the original personally when I was in the Lompoc. Okay, here we go. Now, some videos that I'm going to be recommending in the radio log here have a lot of content, many, many hours. So back to Ed and Elaine, they didn't pay any tax since 96, and they were well-off folks, and he didn't stop paying the tax out of objection to paying tax, but generally because, hey, show me the law. Maybe I didn't quite say that past that right. Why did he stop paying taxes? I can't really tell you. There's out of objection to the use of it, certainly. He saw it as supporting an evil system of government. Was taxation without representation. So again, back to the siege. They seized phone and internet service. They shut off power. and were convicted absentia. We covered this. About 200 supporters show up for the concert. And so who's the real radicals, I'd like to know? Those who claim right to your property? Or do you really think you own it? Daniel, he had been shot at before his arrest, and Leo said they used the non-lethal. I've duplicated my notes here. We do this for you folks. Don't forget it. That's what Ed Brown said. You know, he knew what he had to lose, loss of his property and his life. But remember this, the government will do whatever it takes to silence you. Taken or given, your rights are with or without consent, that they are non-existent. So keep quieter, feel the bite. Backed into a corner, show me the law. Now, the tax code misapplication. Elaine was talking about 7201 and 7202, Title 26 of the Income Tax Code, and this is meant as a penalty clause. In court, they were charged with structuring, and that was set up as a means of tracking money laundering. Again, show me the law. That doesn't exist. Your taxes go to interest, not the operation of the government. Well, Ed, he was known for an open door policy and his generosity. And he was teaching, and he also, that also, of course, opened the door for his capture, where people came up and posing as supporters and arrested him at his front door. So paying taxes is looking for the reason why. And this is another videos here that I'll include. David Hatch Barrier is son of Elaine, and exposing government corporation. So what's this all about? They were daring to challenge them. Who's them? The ever ambiguous them, of course. It is a saga of Ed and Elaine Brown. It's a $1 million bounty. Free Ed and Elaine Brown. The seed of unrest is growing. Administered democracy. It's what Ed called the fourth branch. It's an opinion of the law versus states' dictate of the law. Well, in court, he said that there were... Now, Ed used a lot of filings in trying to speak the language of the legalese and the Bar Association. And again, I'll say, once you get to court, you've already lost. But he said there was misconduct presented in court. And what is the jury today to do? A fully informed jury, that is to decide both law and fact. They're not allowed to do that because they're not allowed to be fully informed. And you'd be called for jury tampering if you try to, and people have been arrested for that, to try to disseminate that information. Well, the prosecutor told them that he would tell them the lie. Accusations must accompany the accused. Well, so we suppose. But we're in a no-level playing field. And so they decided to retreat, and the Browns declined to continue in the prejudice proceedings. There was no lawful due process. And again, show me the law. Active intent. Oh, I'm back to Gordon Cole. Yeah, and okay. So now I'm going to set notes down. Let's try to talk through this just a little bit here. I almost come up to an hour, and I figured I would be a lot shorter than this. But so today has been American Dissonance. This is episode one, Tax Revolt, the story of Gordon Call and that of Ed and Elaine Brown. Very short outline. The Radio Log blog will contain more information. So listen, I want to remind you guys. I want to include this before I do in this, but this is our drive month for donations to help the cost here, all the servers and all that sort of thing. If you're interested in doing it, having a place right here at Real Liberty Media, make contact with me or Grimner and get set up with the show page. This is my first day back talking on, well, officially talking on radio for over a year now. You don't have to be great. You know, you just got to do something. All right? What's the purpose of standing in the gap? It's because I think, for me, I have a right, duty, and obligation. I'm going to play a little bit of this. Where'd it go? Come back here. Now I got to go back and open it again. You're close. But I think this is an important thing, and this is what I've done. Ammon Bundy, he says, what should people do when the government won't follow the law intended to keep them in check against abuse? What indeed? Because many great men have tried and failed. What's a man to do? Being above the law is a great advantage when breaking the law. We can know that. And I did speak with Ammon Bundy and Brian Hyde. Beck. Has it only been a year ago? Huh. This is from 124. Oh, wow. That's 2 years ago. 2019. My, how time flies. So I'm gonna open this to play, but I'm going to have to skip it up to about not quite 20, right before 24 minutes in. And I typoed my on the Twitter tweet. Let me advance here.
Disclosed government will not follow the laws the people have placed upon them.
A bit back.
Between 1 and 2, and invite you to listen to us. We also invite you to go
take
the podcast and spread it around and spread the message that we're here and that we're talking about important things. One thing that the topic today is we're answering the question, what do people do when the government will not follow the laws the people have placed upon them? What are they to do? And before I left for break, I was reading a list that it was actually the transcripts from our court trial when we were dismissed. And it was the judge going through a list of things that were violations that were, as she said, willfully failed to disclose. And the list goes down. I'm just going to quickly go through this. It talks about FBI law enforcement operations, FBI Burt 302 reports, FBI 302 about BLM agent DeLamo, FBI 302 about Special Agent Felix observing the sniper teams at the Bundy Ranch, the FBI 302 report about BLM Racker and his assignment as a sniper at the Bundy Ranch, and the unredacted FBI TOC log, and including the BLM and FBI threat assessments. And then she goes on and says, it seems no coincidence that most, if not all, of these documents are authored by the FBI, basically calling out the FBI. So what do people do when their government will not follow the laws? All of these FBI agents are walking around free. Not a one of them were prosecuted. Not a one of them spent one day or even 1 hour behind bars. And yet their conduct caused 26 people to be separated from their families, their homes, their lives, and to put on horrible situations for 2 years. Because they lied, because they were prejudiced, because they wanted to destroy this family that ranches in the desert. So we're going to go to to Vincent, who's on hold, and we're going to ask him what people should do when their government will not follow the laws.
Hi, Emmett. Hi, Glenn. Really, really glad to be on with you guys. It's a special honor to know you two and to call you friends. I find both you guys are a lot alike in your heart, and I really appreciate that. But let me first say that the testimony of Rugwell and the others in the courtroom during the hearings, the exculpatory hearings that were going on while you're battling even before the trial, I sit in there and listen to that. Everybody knew all this stuff that the prosecution was denying and not allowing to be brought into the court. And finally it starts coming out, and thank God for that. But what would I do, and what have I done? I came and I stood in 2014 and continue to stand. I've been accused of having no experience as a reporter. Well, we're public, we're all the same. And as long as enough people show up like have been doing, I think that's our only option. I was accused of coming with a cardboard sign. Well, I've shrunk it down to about the size of a press pass, and that's how I give my identification and notice of intent. And that's what we have to do, is stand and stand for what's right. And again, I'm really proud to know both you guys.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being there and supporting my family and I. And so let me just clarify what you're saying is that you, as a an individual, an important person because of who you are, and I'm talking about everybody, you showed up and you basically became a media outlet source where you were communicating with as many people as you could of what was going on. And then you stood and said, no, this is not going to happen on my watch. You're not going to allow this to happen. And basically that's what you did. Am I correct in that?
That is correct. And turned out to be on the witness list, number 303. And that has to do with you and I and our conversation with Jason Patrick about 3 o'clock in the morning on April the 12th of 2014. And our discussion in ensuring peace. And if we had anybody that was starting to act out to kind of isolate these people, and we passed that around. So the people that accuse those there and the Bundys of inciting violence, that's exactly the opposite. It was from the very beginning that I was there, it was all meant to be peaceful. And we had people, of course, come in over time that came in there to disrupt, and a lot of them are covert. We've got to always realize that anything like this, that they send in the infiltrators and the provocateurs, and any little thing gets taken, and they run away with it. Now, the media, when Antonio Castellanos from Channel 3 in Vegas, he came after the calling Cliven's words as racist and interviewed me there. And these are words, like I told him, it's isolated by geography and time eras and how we talk and when we were growing up. I still say refrigerator. I mean, instead of refrigerator, I say icebox, but... No, I never lived with the
iPod. Right. Well, Vincent, thank you for your comments here. I think that what you're proposing and what you have done is also correct. I know that as a radio show host, maybe I'm not supposed to give my opinion so much, but I've always claimed that I'm not a professional radio show host, and I do agree with you. I do agree that showing up, that spreading the word to as many people as will listen through whatever mechanism you have, whether it's social media, whether it's email, whether it's some type of video outlet, to doing that to expose what government officials or government agents are doing is a very important part of it. And it's a very important part because it if it's exposed right and timely, then it can save a lot of violence. It can be done peacefully. So thank you for your time.
Okay, that was from a couple of years ago. Thanks, Sam and Bundy. Thanks, Brian Hyde. I tweeted that out, tweeted it again, that is. And I have a response on here from Zinda on Twitter. They say that it was a short-lived show, Vince. Here's another produced by the same network, one that is blatantly white supremacist. Now, if you ask yourself why Hyde associates with racist, I think you know the answer. See, Benson, Thurman, Wallace. I believe those are probably past presidents of the LDS. Prophets, I would say that their title would be. So we've got included at Liberty Roundtable, BloodRiverRadio.com. I will include this for the Radio Log blog. For honesty, now be the media. I have one more to include here. Also, in fact, this is Zinda. In fact, here's the network at the American Freedom Party annual promoting a white Christo state, I think that's the Judeo-Christian state, probably is their ideology. The first advert, Hyde and Liberty Hall. It's libertyroundtable.com, 2019, 06 something. I don't see the full extension of the link there, but I'll include that because I think it's that we should all have a fair view. And the more information you have, the better better you're equipped and capable of discernment, because nobody wants to live in an echo chamber. Yeah, that's not true. Really, they do, don't they? I was going to play out one. I think I will. And I'll go over here and stop the recording and appreciate it. I'll be back again next Friday for American Dissonance, Episode 2 of 15. The topic I'll be building. And we'll stay updated on that. Again, Real Liberty Media Drive Donation Drive Month, once a year. We ask for a little help from our regular listeners and new listeners. If you'd like to support the idea of a freedom-based radio program, we'd like to invite you here to do your own show. I'm beeping. Thanks, folks, for listening. Vincent Easley II right here, standing in the gap with American Dissonance at Real Liberty Media Radio.com. No, Real Liberty Media .com. Yeah, the RLM Radio.xyz and so many other places. Thanks again, folks. Bye-bye.